Greg Barnes is a beat writer with InsideCarolina.com, and he joins us on the phone now as we begin our sports report this hour to break down this game and just reflect upon it, because I think we're all still reeling from that experience of watching it, listening to it on Saturday. Greg, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
I'm doing good, Aaron. Thanks for having me on.
So what are your thoughts now, 36 hours or so out from the game? We're still kind of coming down from it. What are your thinking about it now?
Well, I think one way to describe it from a reporter's point of view, when Carolina went up 25 with a little over 10 minutes to play, I am furiously looking through the NCAA tournament record book for the largest win against a number one seed. And if that score had held, Carolina would have that title, right? And then in a span of 10 minutes, we're now talking about looking through the Carolina record book for the largest collapse in school history. And previously, the largest collapse was 24 points. So if Carolina hadn't won the game, that would have been the conversation. So you're talking about the peak of all peaks, the low of all lows, and just a dramatic turn of events when Brady Manick got ejected. You know, I think a lot of people have concerns that he was ejected, probably to the letter of the law, that was the right call. It's just not called that way consistently. But you know, Dontre Styles, that three-pointer he hit at the beginning of overtime should be recognized as one of the biggest shots that a Tar Heel has hit this season. And that settled North Carolina and allowed them to pull off a great upset over a number one seed.
This is one game out of 35-plus that Carolina's played all year. How much does this game impact the narrative, the story that we tell about Carolina basketball in this first year of the Hubert Davis era? How much does this affect like all of the storylines, all of the things that we have talked about, Carolina, individual players, their problems, their pitfalls, their challenges, their advantages, and what they bring to the table? How much does this change that?
I think it changes it some, but I'll be honest with you. What North Carolina did at Cameron, that's the game that changed the narrative.
Yeah.
And I really thought that going into the NCAA tournament, given they lost Dawson Garcia, given they lost Anthony Harris, it was already a fantastic first year for Hubert. So for them to be able to handle Marquette the way they did and then pull out the win over Baylor, it is a cherry on top, if you will. But you couldn't have asked for a better season. I said before the year started that if Carolina somehow got to the second weekend, I mean, you have a parade for Hubert Davis and this team. And so they're certainly deserving of it. And I think it's just been a great accomplishment thus far. And I think they have a chance to keep playing. I mean, they match up well against UCLA. And so they're not done yet.
Yeah, speaking with Greg Barnes inside Carolina.com. So turning quickly to UCLA, what can we expect to see on Friday from them, and how does Carolina match up?
Match up pretty good. UCLA is very talented at the guard position. They're not quite the aggressive defensive team that you saw against Marquette and Baylor, which I think helps Carolina. Cody Riley's a big guy in the post, but he's not an elite athlete. So I think Baycott has a pretty good advantage there. And then their talented wing, Johnny Juzang, has had an ankle injury. And so that's a guy that Yuliki Black, who's done a fantastic job all year, he'll get that assignment. And so it'll be a tough game for sure. UCLA went to the Final Four last year, have all five starters back. But I think Carolina matches up pretty well, and they'll have a chance to win that game.
And going back to the Baylor game, we've talked so much about like Caleb Love, Armando Baycott, Brady Manick. Obviously, if we dig a little bit deeper, we talk about Leaky Black on defense and just how incredibly pivotal he is, even though it doesn't show up on the stat line. RJ Davis has kind of flown under the radar, I think, among all of those other guys. But man, what a great game for him on Saturday.
For sure. I mean, he played all 45 minutes. And I think what's so impressive is he scored 30 points in that game, career high. He really got North Carolina off to a good start with 8 quick points. But he did that 2 days after having a career high 12 assists against Marquette.
Yep.
And so he really, in one game, he ran the offense. He set up his teammates. The next game, he really felt the need to step up and provide scoring assistance. And then he was just so pivotal late. When Caleb fouled out, RJ had to completely take over. And he did over the final 11 minutes of that game. So I agree with you. I think he's been kind of an unheralded hero late. And he deserves a lot of praise. He's done a great job.
Speaking with Greg Barnes, and we'll wrap it up in a second. But how are you gonna watch or listen to this UCLA game? As wild and crazy as that Baylor game was, how are you gonna prepare for this?
It's a great question. It's something we've talked about in the media ranks. I have no idea what to expect from this team. They have the great highs now. They still have some bad lows, but Hubert has them playing together, and that's something that he stressed over the last month. And so that has allowed them to handle adversity and to handle success. I mean, yes, they got beat by Virginia Tech in the ACC tournament. Virginia Tech just had a great weekend. And so it's not like Carolina played bad in that game. So they've really put together five really good games in a row. We haven't really seen that all year long. So cautious optimism that Carolina can continue that. But I think what we've seen the last couple games, they need to come out and play well early. And if they can play well and maybe have a lead through the first 10 minutes, I think they can beat anybody.
Greg Barnes, InsideCarolina.com. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
All right. Thanks, Aaron.